Benny, let's talk about hormone-sensitive metastatic disease, because that was the second big topic that we talked about. And we also saw some new data. It was interesting. It was a good ASCO GU. You don't always see big phase three trials coming out there, but we have some good ones this year. So again, where were we? This started a few years ago. I remember the charted docetaxel thing and then moved on. So where were we when you got to San Francisco, and where were we when we left?
Sure. So I think prior to ASCO GU 2019, we look at this, you know, poor prognosis, hormone-sensitive metastatic disease, where, you know, I think the new standard of care is either docetaxel or abiraterone, acetate plus prednisone. You could compare and contrast those two options and debate that. But certainly, I think there's a clear acknowledgement by all of us that we should intensify systemic treatment for patients with poor prognosis, hormone-sensitive metastatic disease, meaning it's not just androgen deprivation therapy alone anymore. And that's very different than the approach of just a few years ago, or for many years, where the mainstay of treatment was ADT alone, and all subsequent therapy only followed after development of castration-resistant disease. I think there are two big pieces of new information. One is with longer follow-up from the Latitude trial of abiraterone acetate plus prednisone, this dramatic improvement in overall survival is upheld with a hazard ratio of about 0.7 and an absolute improvement in overall survival of almost a year and a half, from about 3 years in the control group of ADT alone to almost 4.5 years in the intervention group that included early abiraterone acetate plus prednisone. So that's important. The other new data that was presented was the ARCHES data, randomized controlled trial of patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer randomized to either enzalutamide or placebo, all patients, of course, receiving androgen deprivation therapy. And there you see a marked improvement in time to progression without mature survival data. So there's a big effect on these intermediate endpoints of time to progression, time to PSA progression, PSA response, all of those things. So I guess not surprising data given what we already knew about abiraterone acetate and prednisone, as well as the similarity of efficacy between Enza and Abby. So it looks like there would now be a third choice in this hormone-sensitive metastatic setting. And I think that's a good thing for patients.
So trying again, to now that you have a new data set and another agent in this space, can you kind of contrast, first of all, enzalutamide to abiraterone in terms of the efficacy findings, with all the caveats of indirect comparison, about the same or one better than the other?
So referring first to metastatic castration-resistant disease, I'd say it's about the same. Again, that's been the subject of, you know, debates in open session and all that, and reasonable people could take either position. But basically very similar data with marked improvements in RPFS and improvements in overall survival in both the pre- and post-chemotherapy setting in castration-resistant disease. So if you set that data aside, you'd say that the abiraterone data is better based on the Latitude trial than in the ARCHES trial, partly because it's more mature and probably because the Latitude study did a very special thing, which was included patients at particularly high risk for progression. So if you're likely to do poorly with standard therapy, intensification of treatment is more likely to have a favorable effect. The ARCHES study was more heterogeneous. About a third of the patients did not have de novo metastatic disease. About a third of the patients had so-called low-volume metastatic disease. Some of the patients in each of the arms received docetaxel. That was an accommodation based on prior evidence of a survival benefit for docetaxel. So a more heterogeneous trial that included more patients at lower risk than in Latitude, as well as some patients who received docetaxel.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm naive, but kind of like the first thing I'm looking at is hazard rate. Mm-hmm. And not to mention we shouldn't be comparing anyhow, but so Enza was 0.39. Is that right?
Yep.
And then what about Abby?
In Latitude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall, but the primary endpoint, I think it was closer to 0.5. But in Latitude, the primary outcome was overall survival. So they kind of flipped the primary and secondary endpoints. And so shorter follow-up in ARCHES, different primary study endpoint. So the key way I think about this is my prior conclusion coming into the results in the hormone-sensitive metastatic disease setting is that these are two very similar agents, which have very well-established clinical benefits in castration-resistant disease. So, for example, if you were a favored abiraterone, you might make the argument that arches is inferior because it doesn't have a survival benefit, but I would submit that's a bit unfair because it has shorter follow-up, so we wouldn't know whether to have a survival benefit yet, and the survival benefit's already well established in castration-resistant disease.